And your next statement. Can I just remind councillors that it's questions on these statements. It's not just another statement, please. So it's questions for the leader. Thank you.
Right, Madam Chairman, my next one is on Jaywick. Friday the 5th of September 2014 marks an historic turning point in the fortunes of Jaywick. On this date, the Cabinet of Tenning District Council delivers on its promise made earlier this year to become the catalyst for change to directly invest in Jaywick. This was put in place the foundations to allow the council to start building new high-quality flood-resilient homes for local people with the aim of turning around the fortunes of Jaywick. For far too long, the residents of Jaywick have heard politicians of all parties make promises which have failed to materialise. For far too long, everybody has looked to others to find funding or the will to address the issues faced by Jaywick. But the time has come to recognise that there is no pot of gold or magic solution, and the only way that things will change is if this council makes it happen. This council, working both at Essex County Council and local ward councillors, agree that repeated hollow promises not only let down the residents of Jaywick, but demonstrate our failure as civic leaders to deliver lasting change in Jaywick. Discussions with private developers and potential investors demonstrated that the private sector will not deliver change in Jaywick, as there is no return on investment for them in the short term, and no one was prepared to be the first to take a leap of faith. For this reason, Tendring District Council has taken a lead in driving forward a bold new approach to facilitating change in Jaywick by directly working with local landholders and landlords to assemble a pipeline of potential development sites to start the regeneration of Jaywick. The Council is committed to kick-starting development by building the first tranche of high-quality, flood-resistant new homes, which local people will be proud to call home. We already have deals on the table to acquire sites and are in advanced talk with partners about how we shape and fund the new development, and then looking at how we work with the local community to regenerate the whole area, including how the infrastructure can be brought up to more modern standards. It is too early to provide details of how this may be achieved, but I am more positive now than I have ever been that there is a way forward. We know that this is not going to be easy. It was someone would have done it within the last 50 years. And no, we will not be creating yet another master plan or doing another feasibility study. What we now want to do is to get something emerging from the ground so that a local resident can see that this is not yet just another hollow promise or feasibility study that goes nowhere. I know from speaking with other group leaders that we have cross-party support for driving this project forward, because everybody recognises that delivering lasting change for the residents of Jaywick is too big to let politics get in the way. There are still many hurdles to cross, but the site acquisitions are the first step in turning ambition to reality. So let us grasp this opportunity and deliver real change for the residents of Jaywick and Tendring, and ensure that Jaywick no longer languishes at the bottom of the table of deprivation, but becomes a beacon of change for those areas of the country who have also lost all hope. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Oh, can we have your third statement then, please? No one seems to want to ask any questions. Oh.
Chairman, can we thank the leader for that announcement? Could you tell us whether these new homes, which I understand will be for rent, I think that's the position, they are for rent, what steps the council will take to ensure that they become available to be rented by existing residents of Brooklands and Grasslands and perhaps the village, as distinct from being available for people outside that area? In other words, will these be local homes for local people in Jaywick?
I'd like to respond to that. Anybody else? Councillor Keyes.
Can I say I'm delighted what you're saying there today? Have we any idea when the first shovel's going in the ground? Have we got any idea, is it when the starting date's going to happen? That's what I want to know. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just a question, and I think this issue was raised at Cabinet. We have been here before. We saw Lotus Way actually built, and several residents with big smiles on their faces actually at last getting some decent houses to live in. But the houses they left were actually filled again by people from outside the district. Can we have assurances from the Leader that once people are moved from those houses into these houses, that houses which are not adequately heated or properly maintained for people to live in will be actually taken out of use once and for all?
Any other questions? Oh, Councillor John.
Chairman, the Leader has put something forward tonight that we're all very welcome to hear. I think it's absolutely brilliant that hopefully something will be happening very soon. But it did concern me when he said that the infrastructure obviously needs to be put in place. I think that that is absolutely essential. But to really sort of skate over that and not know when that infrastructure will start, because the roads and the drainage system are absolutely essential to anything good that is going to happen in Jaywick. People do like to have nice houses, but they don't want to come out of their front door and fall down a big hole or get themselves all muddied and wet. And the drainage system is also a very
Councillor
important...
Councillor Johnson, your question.
Thank you. I beg your pardon? I said, when is he going to give us a date for the infrastructure? I believe that is a question.
Any more questions? No.
Madam Chairman, on the questions, I will do three of the questions and I'll ask the Cabinet Member for Housing to come up with the other one. When? All I can say to you, as soon as we have the bits of land, we will be in there straight away with a bulldozer and make sure it is flattened and ready for houses to go on there. And I hope before the end of the year you will have plans on the table what the first lot of houses will look like. The infrastructure, all I can say to you at the moment, I am working with other partners, particularly Essex County Council, to achieve something forward, and as soon as I get anything on the table, I will be back to this council to tell you exactly what would take it forward. But I'm hoping to have things in place by the end of the year to be able to put some things on the table for you. I'd like to pass over to Paul now just to answer the question on housing.
Thank you, Leader. Thank you, Chairman. And thank you for your question to the Leader. I'm passionate about local homes for local people, absolutely passionate. I've been born and bred in Tendring. I've lived here all my life. I think it's absolutely vital that the people of Jaywick get a choice on the new properties. We saw that happen in Brightlandsea. In Brightlandsea, we built two new homes. They went to people that were born in Brightlandsea or have lived in Brightlandsea for quite some time. I want to see the same for Jaywick. I want to see the people of Jaywick have that choice. It's not you must, it's they should have that choice if they want to. Our housing allocations policy does give preference to local people, and I should be working to ensure that they get that choice. There's been talk about the past. We've learnt about previous administration's error, and we've learnt from those mistakes. We do not want to see the people of Jaywick get new properties only for others to live in those conditions that they're moving from. That's totally wrong, and we will be working to do that, and we will deliver that. That's what Local Homes for Local People is all about. I know Councillor Henderson mentioned damp and poor conditions. One of the things we did was look at the insulation properties through the Green Deal. That has made a difference, but we want to do more. That's not enough. That's just the starting point. So in answer to your question, I wish to assure you that that is our goal. The people of Jaywick will get that choice, and hopefully they will take that offer up. Thank you.
Just going back to the statement also, I'd just like to say that when we did before with Guinness Homes, and when Ivan and I were, I think we were involved in this, Ivan, when we did it, you know, we took people out of there thinking that we were saving it, but we put closing orders on it, but they found a way around the law to be able to achieve it. I can assure you this time, I know that deal, what went on last time, and it will not happen again, I can assure you. And I assure this council that we will make sure that when if we move anybody out of them, those houses will not be there any longer for other people to go in there. I assure you of that. That's something I will say to you.